I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
You remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I am Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Lucy Robertson of St. Petersburg, Florida. Lucy, thanks so much for listening to the show and your support.
St. Pete, man. My parents had a little place near there. You go to the Dalí Museum, Lucy.
She's probably been there a billion times.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Thanks, Lucy. We really appreciate your support. Jim, you're going to fill our ears with a Desert Island Jukebox pick because we don't have enough room for all the music we want to play on the regular show. Give us a hint of what you're going to lay on us this week.
I'm going to play one of the greatest songs of all time. Boom. Period.
All right. We're going to hear that in a minute.
Which I don't think we've dropped it in the show before and referenced it in passing, but it deserves a spotlight.
Cool. We're going to hear that in a second. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island since 1988. Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find 312 Wheat Ale, Big Juicy Beer Hug, and so many other limited releases at either of Goose's locations in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. Jim, okay, I am. My anticipation is at an all-time high. What are you going to lay on us for the Desert Island Jukebox today?
I'm going to play a song by Chris Bell. Great.
Oh, yeah. I know where you're going.
You know good. Where I'm cool. going, right? I had a gig with a punk rock band last weekend. I come home. Carmel is there. Recently popping up on Netflix is the 2013 documentary Big Star, Nothing Can Hurt Me, which I don't know how I missed this, right? You and I have done a show about Big Star. We've talked to Jody Stevens, the drummer, a surviving member. We paid tribute to Alex Chilton when he died. I saw the special performance of Big Star 3rd at South by. We've done a lot of Big Star, right? But we've never done Chris Bell. And I don't know how we missed this documentary because it is exceedingly well done. You and I have high standards for rock documentaries. And the further away from VH1 behind the music that we get, the happier you and I are. Mm-hmm. All right. This Doc had incredible footage of Big Star at Ardent Records in Memphis recording those albums, live stuff I'd never seen. And it's got quite a lot of Lester Bangs in it, for goodness sakes. Because, Ardent, lovable guys. You spent a lot of time in Memphis writing about Stax, and Ardent was part of Stax for a time. You know, they had this brilliant idea in the 70s. We're going to try to break this band that isn't getting the attention it deserves, Big Star, by flying in 100-something rock critics from around the U.S. You know, Lester Bangs, Richard Meltzer, Nick Tosches, our friend Jan Uhelski, and we're all going to make them listen to Big Star. They all went away fans, but Ardent didn't realize rock critics don't sell records. Big Star, one of the cornerstone bands in American power pop. Huge. There is no REM without Big Star, okay? Yeah. Alex Chilton's most famous song, another of the greatest songs of all time, September Girls. That opening guitar riff, that is Peter Buck's entire career with REM. And he would admit that cheerfully. You know, huge fans, he and Mike Mills, they both appear in the documentary. Equally as good is Chris Bell's single, I Am the Cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bell was interesting. Big Star was Bell's band. He put it together. Chilton had been a teen pop star with the Box Tops and been burned by the ugly underside of the music industry. Wasn't so sure he was going to do music anymore. Bell talks him into joining Big Star, and it becomes their band. It is Lennon and McCartney, okay? The first Big Star album is really 50-50 in terms of the great tunes, half of them from Bell, half of them from Chilton, and mm-hmm. the way those voices melded. This is my Big Star thesis, okay? I wrote this years ago when the records were reissued by Rykodisc. So, okay, one great album together. Bell leaves the band, except he contributes to two good songs on the second Big Star album. You know, Chilton makes a third record just with Jody Stevens. It's one of those great Dark Night of the Soul records, mm-hmm. unreleased for a long time. Bell goes to England, tries to find himself, and records a fantastic album, I Am the Cosmos, including that single, that doesn't get released until years later, not in his lifetime. That is every bit as brilliant as the Big Star albums that Chilton made without Bell. So I think they were 100% equals, and this documentary kind of gives us that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chilton's later career had many low points and not that many high points.
Yeah.
He really was coasting and bitter and trying to tick off the fans who came and wanted to hear September Girls, mm-hmm. like me. I was there at Maxwell's, and instead of giving us anything good, he would sing Volare,
mm-hmm.
like he was on a skit on Saturday Night Live, right? I was at the show at CBGB where Alex Chilton opens for the Replacements.
Yeah, right.
That prompts, you know, the Replacements to write the song, Alex Chilton. And mm-hmm. he was bitter and nasty and mean then and just resented having to play songs that people might like.
Yeah, he was a confounding individual.
Oh, my goodness. Whereas Bell was a troubled soul.
Yeah.
And we got to hip Andrew Gill to this because I didn't realize how much the born-again experience, his turn toward Christianity, played in Bell's life, helped him recover from, or at least live a little longer, mm. through deep depression and substance abuse. I mean, it comes down to him working in a fast food restaurant mm. at one point where these kids, these enthusiastic power pop kids, go to visit him, and they're telling the story. And it's Mitch Easter, Mike Mills, and Peter Buck.
Oh, man.
You know, they went and found him with the little hat on behind the fast food burger counter, right?
Wow.
And, of course, Chris Stamey of the DBs puts out the single, I Am the Cosmos. There's a lot of talk of Jesus on the record that I never really registered until I got more of the backstory from this fantastic documentary. But I Am the Cosmos is a song about searching. Every night, it's a self-confidence, somebody with deep self-doubt trying to instill self-confidence,
mm-hmm.
But not getting what they need. Every night I tell myself, I am the cosmos, I am the wind, but that don't get you back again,
mm-hmm.
right? What a heartbreaking song, what a beautiful song, and the fact that you have yet to call me on it being one of the greatest songs ever written means that I'm right, we're both right.
Yeah.
In tribute to Chris Bell, and do, while it's streaming, see the doc, Big Star, Nothing Can Hurt Me. I Am the Cosmos. I Am the Cosmos by Chris Bell. I am so glad Rykodisc finally issued that whole album. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that Chris Stamey, my old pal from the Hoboken days, first put it out as a single. And I'm so glad that Drew DiNicola made such a wonderful, loving. You got to see this movie.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you tipped me to it. I didn't pick up on it when it first came out. I'm disappointed in myself because I was such a huge fan of the band. And I remember I talked to Jody numerous times during that period, and he never mentioned it once. I don't know what his thoughts are about it.
He's so self-effacing, Jody Stevens, the drummer of Big Star. He's brilliant, but he never brags, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what makes the documentary special. It's a loving fan's homage and not the usual canned rock history.
Well, it speaks volumes that, music that was made 50 years ago, we're still talking about with reverence. You know, very, very few records stand up as well. And certainly that Chris Bell album and that song you played are all-timers.
You need all four. You need the three Big Star records and the Bell record.
Yeah, absolutely. That is it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org. To sponsor the show, email sponsor@soundopinions.org. Thank you, as always, for listening.
Sound Opinions, as always, is produced by Alex Claiborne, Andrew Gill, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our Columbia College intern, Max Hatlam. Social media is handled by Katie Cott.